I now want to turn to the topic of this meeting, the Ebola situation. Obviously, some of the attention on the crisis has ebbed over the last several weeks, but the challenges remain. We have seen most recently Dr. Martin Salia, a surgeon who contracted Ebola in Sierra Leone. He was flown back to the United States to the Nebraska facility to try to get treated. Unfortunately, he was already in critical condition and sadly passed away early Monday morning. So our thoughts and prayers are with his families. Beyond this tragedy, though, we've established that when Ebola is promptly diagnosed and treated, then we have a great chance of curing it. Of the eight patients who were treated promptly in the United States, all eight have recovered. They are Ebola-free and they are back with their families. And after the first incident of Ebola with in Dallas and the unfortunate passing of Mr. Duncan, we've promptly acted based on some of the lessons that we learned from Dallas. We put in place new protocols for protective gear for our health workers. We ramped up our training and outreach for health workers. We've added screening for travelers to the United States. We're funneling all these passengers into five airports, and we put in place rules for public health workers to monitor travelers for 21 days after they arrive here. As we saw in New York with Dr. Craig Spencer, one of the greatest health workers who has voluntarily traveled to the region to try to fight this disease, our efforts to identify, isolate, and then treat Ebola patients can work. America has proven that it can handle the isolated cases that may occur here. But as long as the outbreak continues to rage in the three countries in West Africa, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, this is still going to be a danger, not just for America, but for the entire world. We are nowhere near out of the woods yet in West Africa. The good news is, in parts of Liberia, our efforts, both civilian and military, are really paying dividends. And we are seeing the curve bending so that we are on track with diligence dealing with the hot spots that may still reemerge to actually get a handle on that disease. We're still seeing an increase of cases in Sierra Leone, although our British counterparts are doing an excellent job working with us and the international community to coordinate the situation there. In Guinea, the numbers are lower than in Sierra Leone or Liberia, but they're often in very remote areas that are hard to reach, and some of the international coordination still needs to improve. The bottom line, though, is that we know how to treat this disease, given that it has emerged as such a large, significant outbreak in these areas, and we recently saw some cases in Mali. It underscores how important it is to continue to push forward until we stamp out this disease entirely in that region. Until we do, there are threats of additional outbreaks, and given the nature of international travel, it means that everybody has some measure of risk. Here at home, we've made great progress in preparing our healthcare system to deal with any possible threat. Our scientists continue to make progress with vaccines and treatments, but we've got plenty of work to do. So, all of this means that although we should feel optimistic about our capacity to solve the Ebola crisis, we cannot be complacent simply because the news attention on it has waned. We have to stay with it. And that's why I'm calling Congress to make sure that it approves before it leaves the emergency funding request that we put forward to respond to Ebola both domestically and internationally. The funding is going to help us strengthen our domestic health systems so that we can respond to any future cases that may arise in the United States, wherever they might happen. It's going to devote much-needed resources to sustain our efforts in West Africa. It will accelerate the testing and approval of Ebola vaccines and treatments. And it's going to help vulnerable countries to, in the future, prevent, detect, and respond to outbreaks of various communicable diseases before they become epidemics. And that ultimately is good for our public health. The more we can catch these things early, where they begin, the less risks we have over the long term. And as I've said before, in some ways, we are lucky. Ebola is a very difficult disease to transmit. If we have a comparably lethal disease that is airborne, we have much bigger problems. So this gives us an opportunity to start putting in place the kind of public health detection infrastructure around the globe that is necessary should additional pandemics or epidemics or outbreaks arise. All this makes it necessary for Congress to act. This is not a Democratic issue. That is not a Republican issue. This is a basic issue of the health and safety of the American people. And so I hope that Congress is on the case on this issue before they leave. All right? Thank you very much, everybody.